503-250 tonight in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show, about an hour away from Tom Likas, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show later on this hour. I'd say at this point, is it better than even chance? Richard Nunn from the WB will be joining us. And for your phone calls at 503-250-1080, here's the Tim Riley Factor with Christmas Time in Portland.
Well, this ain't Come All Ye Faithful, and this ain't no Silent Night. Well, it's Christmas Time in Portland, and everything's all right. So pour yourself a grande and come along with me. We'll walk around my city, and I tell you what you'll see. For my loose change. It's funny how they've all got dogs, but they're the ones with manes. Meanwhile in Milwaukee, there's visions in their heads. They don't think none got sugar plums, just want some smokes instead. Out in Lake Oswego, will they decorate the tree? They're asking Father Christmas for a bigger SUV. Across the way is Hawthorne, where folks are of good cheer. And you'd be too if you were high 365 a year.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, it's 2:06. I'm Tim Riley. Edward and Renee Morris were a very religious couple. They lived quietly in a modest white home on a lovely dead-end street in St. John, near the church where they worshipped at the church of their choice. Meanwhile, today police say he's a suspect of interest. 37-year-old Edward Morris, husband and father, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, driving a gray 1993 Dodge Caravan with license plate WSH-171, a bumper sticker reading Jesus and Luis Palau.
Luis Palau, isn't he that guy, that fat bastard, comes and does the big televangelism in the park?
Yeah.
He's just here like last summer, wasn't he? He'd come down and he packs in like 20,000 people down there.
Absolutely.
Have you noticed this with bumper stickers, that there's no middle ground? There are two classes of people that festoon their ride with the bumper stickers. One is hardcore religious conservatives, and the other is like hippies, the hardcore leftists. No centrist, there's no moderate that buys a single bumper sticker. It's always somebody who spells woman with a Y, or somebody who has like a Jesus is Lord. That's it. There's no middle ground.
You never see Bill Gates with a bumper sticker on his car.
No, seriously. Like, if you, and I don't care how much money you got, I don't care what kind of car you're driving, I don't care how much you paid for your house, if you have more than one bumper sticker on your car, you're leaning towards trash. You're probably not even leaning towards, you probably just are trash. You know what I mean? It doesn't, nobody here has more than one bumper sticker, do they?
I don't even have one.
No, I mean, you,
I don't keep my cars long enough.
You have... I mean, you have a Lycus, or more than one Lycus. That doesn't really count, though.
I've got two.
Those are like window clings.
Yeah,
though.
the actual inside window clings, and I've got them cut so that they're nothing but a KOTK logo.
And that's for your business. That doesn't really count. You don't have one. That I'd rather the deer and game and TV trays. So,
well, let's look for this person of interest, Edward Morris, shall we?
If they've seen him since the victims were discovered. If they could call our tip line, 503-815-3340. And again, the location of the van is very important at this time.
So that's a great 1993 Dodge Caravan.
All right.
That's not the only vehicle they have, though. A white Dodge Tradesman van is parked in front of the house holding tools, ladders, two straw hats, and a red Bible on the dashboard. Behind the van is a red Mercury Sable. The rear window has a flag sticker that reads, "Our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death." So that's that.
Two straw hats and a Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be the name of the TV movie about him.
Well, there are other deaths to talk about. There were 6 fire deaths in the city of Portland during the year 2002. 2 occurred by careless smoking. 1 was the death of a 95-year-old victim. His bathrobe sleeve rubbed up against the stove burner, ignited, and burned him alive. Jesus. 1 death was a 39-year-old man who was living in a greenhouse. Smoldering debris from a wood stove pipe knocked over and started a fire and burned him alive also.
Why are you plaguing us with these stories? Let's go back to the stories of people having their teeth removed. Those were good, at least.
All right. Jesus. Well, here's something that brings out the Christmas spirit in all of us. Firefighters have brightened the holiday for a 74-year-old woman who lost her only mode of transportation to thieves. Naomi Shellhart's bicycle was stolen from the Johnson Creek Fred Meyer. She has arthritis, doesn't drive. Jointritis doesn't help at her age. She depends on her bike to get to the grocery store. But Clackamas County firefighters gave her a new bike over the weekend, part of Operation Santa Claus.
Ah.
The new bike, which comes with a helmet and all the bells and whistles, was a perfect fit.
All right, and by the way, don't forget that there is now about 1 hour left to bid on the Dell laptop from Budget Computer. We're at about $700 now. You can do it by calling Sarah at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955.
This is actually a little news to you. We're actually back down to under $700.
Under $700. Why? Did the guy flake?
The $700 bid, I got an email from him on Friday.
My wife said no.
No, he actually got laid off on Friday. So he doesn't have the money though he wishes that he could continue to bid on it, but not having a job.
So we're back down
Christmas.
To 650.
Yeah, I think it's 650 is the high bid right now.
Oh, another holiday losses.
Hope he doesn't take it out his wife and family.
Why would you even say that?
I don't know. That what? Type of thing is going around this time of the year.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe worshiping in the church of your choice might help.
Have we all gone nuts today? Is that what it is? Are we all a little cracked today? I'm bitching at Sarah about a Christmas card. Why would I do that? What kind of man does that? How dare you give me a Christmas card? Let me step on it! You know, why would I possibly do that? Just because I'm being a dick. So there's that. Tim's talking about people burning alive and our listeners beating their children. Matt, I don't know what the hell Matt is doing. Matt's just being his normal F Matt self. I got this, by the way. Rick.
Wait, what am I doing? What have I done?
Listen to this email. Rick, how is it that your esteemed producer, Matt, is able to find retarded songs to play just to annoy us all, yet every freaking day he messes up the sound clips during the news? A long time ago, I used to think you were the most annoying person on the show, but lately, you don't even come close to Matt. Hope everyone in your show has a happy holiday, except for Matt. That's Chris. So,
well, thank you, Chris. I will have a lovely holiday.
I'm just saying.
With my family.
I'm just saying, and so that's your particular wackiness. And I look over, and Sarah was twitching around like a Coney Island ride a few minutes ago. I don't know what the hell that was. She was having a seizure or something.
She was doing Taibo and hurt herself.
You're joking.
I was not doing Taibo. I was showing him my kick.
What?
There's no explanation, nothing.
Matt, what was the explanation? Well, I looked over and she was jerking around like an epileptic.
She was doing her Taibo kicks in the studio, and one of the kicks somehow hurt herself and was reeling around in pain from her Taibo kick.
Yeah, I don't know what today is, man. We've all gone nuts today. I don't know what it is. Today, we've all just gone off the bridge into Wacky Canyon.
Better yet, though, our program director's online, too, if you...
Really?
Yeah.
Let's welcome to the show our esteemed program director, Obi-Wan Kenobi Bruce.
You wanted me to call you.
Well, that's because you put something on my screen about Christmas trees.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, you remember, don't you? Your memory is apparently short. You're supposed to give away Christmas trees today.
Don't! Oh, stupid Rick, short-term memory.
Hey, Frey, first, before we get to that, I wanted to say I liked my card from Sarah.
Oh, sure. Way to suck up. Way to make me look even worse.
I got the red one, too.
Oh, see, there is some variety.
You see why Tim and I didn't get... all right.
And why are you so angry today?
I'm not angry. Well, I am angry today. I don't know. Everybody on the show has been acting wacky today. We're all in a weird mood today.
Just because some guy took off after Senator Patty Murray, I mean, you know, she's a wacko anyway.
Well, I think it was, I don't know, I think it predated that. I think the minute we walked in this morning, I think we were all feeling a little sketchy today. I'm not sure why. So I'm giving away Christmas trees.
Right, you're supposed to be giving away Christmas trees all day, so now you get to squeeze it here in the last 45 minutes.
How many am I giving away?
Well, we have like a dozen or more if you want.
Okay.
So like everybody who calls can get a Christmas tree or I'm not sure what. You need to do it today because they have to come down here to get the certificate for it, and then they go to the place and get the trees.
Well,
it's First Light Nursery. Right. Very good folks at First Light Nursery. Big fans of the Rick Emerson Show.
First Light Nursery.
Right.
Where do you know where that's at?
No. But they do have extra trees. That Bill was supposed to give you information on this. Did he not do that?
I got no information from Bill.
That's a very unlike him.
Yeah. No, I mean, because I know you'd mentioned this, but I didn't know I was doing it today because I got nothing from Bill on this.
So anyway, we have the certificates, and anybody who wins the Christmas tree will come down here to 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, pick up the certificate, head out to the First Light Nursery, and they can have a Christmas tree. If they don't already have one, or they can have an extra one. These are real nice ones.
So we got, like, what, a dozen of them?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. I'll begin doing that. All right, there you go. There's Bruce Aguilar, our program director. All right. I like Sarah's Christmas card. All right.
Oh, you're saying the program director is kissing up to me?
I'm just saying, suddenly now that Rick is the big jerk, everybody wants to demonstrate how they know the true meaning of Christmas, try to make me look even worse, you know? All right. It's 503-250-1080. Are we still in the news?
Yes.
Okay.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today to top it all off, and increasing clouds tonight as well. Tim Riley, the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right, so we got, what, a dozen trees to give away? I wonder if I have... I don't know how many, you know, let's see. How much time do we have? About 45 minutes. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll just start flipping a coin when we take calls this hour. And if it's heads, you get a tree. If it's tails, you get bupkis. It's 503-250-1080. We do have stuff to get to that we're going to get to. Richard Nunn from the WB here in just a while. We're going to talk to our good friend, Big Gay Sarah, in a moment. Let's get Joe.
Next time you see Bruce, tell him I said to wipe that piece of corn off his nose if he split brown nose Sarah. Actually, I called because I really like that song, dude. You guys did a good job on it, and I know you're always giving yourself a hard time about lack of talent and all, and everybody else is too, but you guys did a really good job on that.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that's like a $99 guitar, a free amp that came with said $99 guitar, and a guy who has like no singing ability whatsoever putting it together in like a back room. So
yeah, you guys did a real good job, and Sarah... Don't take it out on Rick. Nothing is sacred to Rick, not even himself. He bags himself as much as he does everybody else. You just need to know that anytime you say, give, or do anything, it is fodder for Rick to dish you on his show. And it's not because he's a jerk. Well, he is kind of a dick, but he's even a dick to himself, so it's not like it's personal with him. It's just the kind of guy he is.
Thanks
That's
for
true, Joe.
That defense, I guess, Joe. Hey, do you have a Christmas tree? No. Well, you're not going to get one now. Great. That was a ringing endorsement of my show, by the way. Kind of a show. What kind of a world in a world where the biggest defense I can possibly get is, well, he's an a-hole, everybody. What are you going to do? That's kind of like saying, well, don't take it personally. He beats all his children. All right. It's 503.
Somebody wants a Christmas tree.
Oh, see, they all want Christmas trees now. See, we discussed this, but Bill, I never got any information
there,
from Bill.
Right there.
Okay, Bill brought it down today. It's been in the studio. We talked about it earlier.
Okay, you're handing it to me now, but I didn't see it before.
We talked about it before the show started.
Let's bring
today.
Up Bruce's microphone here.
Well, Matt was supposed to give it to you.
Oh, he never did. Oh, you bastard.
We talked about this before the show
that
today.
That is not true.
It is. You were in here. I said, I've got the stuff. I've got all the certificates for the trees for you to give away.
No, you didn't. You said no such thing.
I said that exactly to you at about 11:55.
At 11:55, I was at my desk.
You were at your desk. I called you to see if you were going to come down and do the live thing. You came into the studio a couple of minutes later. I guess it was probably right about 12 o'clock. You bounced in here real quick and then walked out and got some coffee and then came back. When you came back in here before you went and got your coffee, said, I've got all of the certificates for your trees to give away.
I dispute that version of events. That seems like a radical interpretation of the historical text, because I don't remember any such. You are lying, Matthew Peterson.
Okay. What was the guy's name? Mike in where? Just because you don't realize the truth doesn't mean it's not true.
All right. There's Matt Peterson, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Okay. Get your Christmas tree. I got your Yule log, baby. What the hell am I doing now? Now that the show's just completely gone.
Let's just give away a bunch of Christmas
we've
trees.
We've gone off the rails of this craziest of trains. All right, let's welcome to the show our good friend. Back from Kennahick, as I understand it's now called. It's the lovely big gay Sarah. What's up with you?
I'm back.
She is triumphantly. See, you're back, and I get to go like tomorrow night.
Which is why you're in a bad mood, and you know it.
Probably. It's the looming Kennewick excursion that's just on the horizon waiting for me.
And my mother, big fan of you now.
Really?
Oh, my God. She talks about you all weekend.
She's going to start listening in Pasco now?
She is actually going to start listening. She's on her computer.
Hey, somebody told me, by the way, that Pasco is Latin for I suffer.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And that totally makes a lot of sense. That explains a great deal of things, by the way.
Yes, in fact, she's behind me in her car listening right at this moment.
What, is she in Portland?
Yes.
So she's following you from Pasco to Portland. Have you convinced her to move somewhere better?
I keep trying, but there's something about a job or I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like
it's, well, you know, it could be better. It could be worse. Anyway. It could be my mom. My mom lives in Kennewick and has, you know, for most of her life. My mom keeps talking. This is true. My mom keeps talking about moving somewhere smaller because Kennewick is just too big for her.
Oh, my God.
She keeps saying, ah, Kennewick, the hustle and bustle. I want to find someplace tinier. And so, like, you basically have to, you'd have to live inside an outhouse on an asteroid orbiting the sun to be any more secluded than you are just living in the average house in Kennewick. So,
although my mom is now threatening to tell you with why it's good to live in the Tri-Cities.
Which is?
I don't know. I moved.
there's nothing. There's nothing there. Hey, so excellent. All right, so hey, do you want a tree? Do you have a tree?
I don't need a tree, thanks. So.
See, I'm trying to give away trees. Can't even give them away now.
I'm boycotting Christmas this year, Rick.
And why?
Well, because it's a big commercial pain in my butt.
Oh, please.
And I'm broke.
You got to do what I do. You got to get and wallow around in that crass commercialism.
Well, you know, I would if I had any money. So if you would like to throw me some money.
Yeah, that's not
well, but see, he's throwing you a Christmas tree so
which
that you can be
money.
In the spirit and it doesn't cost you any money to get it.
Yeah
but my roommate's Jewish. So can you throw me a whatever those candle holders are too?
The menorah?
A Hanukkah bush?
Yes.
Yeah, or whatever. Whatever it is, whatever they... Do they have... No, they don't have any trees for...
No.
Jews don't have trees.
They have a menorah.
Yeah, it's not really the same, though.
Yeah, it's really not.
You can't really
put a menorah on top of a tree.
You can't really put, like, a little miniature train around a menorah. It doesn't really work. All right. There's Big Gay Sarah in Portland. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. I don't understand. So you're Jewish, does mean you can't have a Christmas tree. I'm not Christian. I have a Christmas tree. Well, I don't, but I mean, I would if I wasn't such a cheapskate. Never mind, this is just going nowhere. All right, so I've got now the fact sheet on the Christmas trees. December 23rd. Free Christmas tree. This letter... Okay, so here's a sample of the certificate you get. This letter may be exchanged at any First Light nursery location for a 5 to 7 foot Nobel Grand or Douglas fir Christmas tree. The entire staff of First Light Nursery and Landscaping wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. And they got locations in Lake Oswego, Cedar Hills, and the East Side on Southeast Powell. All right. So, callers today for the, I guess, for the duration of this hour.
We also have a new bid for the laptop. It's up to $725.
$725,
yep.
From who? It's first name?
From Phil.
So Phil has bid $725 on the laptop.
And when is it done in that? In like 7
at 3 p.m. Last bid will be accepted. The bids close at 3 p.m.
Okay.
So, all right. It's 503-250-TANETI in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Subject line, toy for my kid, from Kent. Kent says, Rick, I have kids, but I don't know what to buy them this year. What is the must-have toy for children? Like I'm going to be the one who knows. Why would you possibly... Yeah, that was Matt Peterson who said to buy your children a gun, by the way. That wasn't... We'll be lucky if we can make it through the end of the show without being yanked off the air. Why would you possibly ask me? That's like asking me, you know, what brand of diaper rash, ointment to buy.
I think maybe he was implying that you were still in touch with your inner child and you might know what kids like.
I have nothing. Isn't it all with the Harry Potter business still?
Probably that. Well, depending on how old the kid is, it's all about the Xbox.
Well, that's true. But Xbox is one of those things that dad is going to buy for the kid, and then the kid will never get to use it because dad will just be keeping that for himself. It's like my dad. We had this thing growing up in my house where we could only have one, so-called sugared cereals, which were like Kix or rather Trix or Fruit Loops or something. We could only have one box of sugared cereal every time we went to the supermarket, and my mom's deal was that once it's gone, it's gone. I'm not buying any more. And so we would buy the box of Captain Crunch or Fruit Loops or whatever, and my dad had this rule that whenever we bought a box of sugared cereal, he got the first bowl out of it, and then we could have the rest. And my dad had this bowl the size of, like, Montana. It was like this mixing bowl, like your mom makes cookies in it. My dad, eat first bowl of cereal. Like half the box into the bowl. And so we always just had to squeeze that cereal sawdust, you know what I mean, at the bottom of the box. So that's what the Xbox is. You get an Xbox, you're never getting that. All right, Wayne is a full-time listener in Gresham. What's up?
Hey, Rick, let me start out by saying F. Matt with a rusty lawn dart.
And F. Matt is sponsored by Vancouver Pipe and Tobacco.
Excellent.
You guys are bickering like a couple old women today.
I don't know what it is today, man. I think it's just somebody put bad math in our coffee or something. I don't know what the hell it is.
I guess. So I want my free Christmas tree.
Okay. What are you going to do for me?
I'll give you your F. Matt...
You got to come up. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give you the tree right now.
I'm the guy that stole the F. Matt slips from the first listener.
Oh, is this the guy who kidnapped all the F. Matt suggestions from Le Center?
Yes. I was going to bring them back to you, but I decided not to.
I think you've already got your tree in the form of paper.
I was going to say, you stole enough pulp. You can just build yourself a tree. All right, I'll tell you what. So we'll put Wayne down for one.
What time do you have to pick him up by?
Well, probably by the end of business today, because you got to pick him up, sometime either tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, how late is your office open?
5:30.
So 5:30?
Yeah, you can pick him up 5:30.
Well, what's the address down there?
I'll put you on with Sarah. She can give you all the information on it. All right, there's Wayne. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. I got this message from Bruce. Rick, I thought the hot toy was the tiny remote control cars this year. Is that true? I get all this spam in my inbox about little remote control cars. Here's the two types of spam I'm getting the most frequently right now. Mini RC cars and the Omaha Steak Company. I don't know why, but the Omaha Steak Company is just filling my box like nobody's business with spam for meat. Seems a little redundant, but I'm just getting all of this spam email about the Omaha Steak Company. Anyway. All right, we'll come back. We got more of your phone calls on the way. It's 503-250-TANETI in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955, plus Richard Nunn from the WB, plus more Christmas trees being given away from us to you because Rick Emerson cares about everyone but Sarah, to whom he is callous and cold because he is a big jerk.
Your words, not mine. I have not been complaining about this.
No, but I can sense your vibe. You're trying to get an early raise out of me by putting some sort of guilt trip on me. You're Catholic. I know how you Catholics operate. It's all about guilt with you people. All right, we got more on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here is Sarah Dillon with traffic.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
2:32, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by Fisherman's Marine and Outdoor Supply. President Bush pardoned 7 Americans today for an array of mostly minor offenses. From a Mississippi man who tampered with a car odometer to a postal employee who stole $10.90 worth of mail. Also pardoned, an Oregon man convicted in 1966 for grain theft, and a Washington State man sentenced in 1972 for stealing $38,000 worth of copper wire. They're all free men. He's dead. Joe Strummer, the frontman for The Clash, expired at the age of 50 in his British home. He was pleased to find he made a difference in the life of his fans.
When people come up to me and say that I changed their mind from following a certain path in life and gave them the idea to try something else, or gave them the nerve. I think that's what a lot of people come up and say, that you gave me the idea and you gave me the nerve to do something that they would not otherwise done.
Joe Strummer of The Clash, dead at the age of 50. No cause yet. For the Metro forecast, a dismal cloudy day today. Same for tonight and tomorrow. How about Christmas? It's going to be awful rainy that day. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
In just a few, we have our good friend Richard Nunn from the WB. Maybe he can say something mean and callous, too. We can all get on board today. Maybe everybody can have their, like, a mean a-hole moment today.
I don't think anybody's really been mean but you.
No, that's not true. Well, maybe it is true. Coming up Wednesday, don't forget we have a brand new 2-hour edition of the KOTK Noon News Hour, Christmas Day from noon to 2, and followed by Rick Emerson's Santa Claus Behind the Christmas at 2 p.m. on Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday each, we have a brand new news hour. I'll be doing my half of the news hour live from an undisclosed location in Kennewick, Washington. And then Bruce Aguilar will be in behind the mic as well on Thursday and Friday. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday each day, at least a big chunk of the show will be new. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined by Clyde Lewis for news at Ground Zero. Also, a small child who is getting his Tiger Cub achievement bead for mass communication. He's like 9. He'll be here. And I believe that Heather and Ivy from Delilah's Catering are going to be in tomorrow. I think they're going to bring us grub or something. That's the word on the street. I haven't actually heard that, but that's what I hear.
If that's a true statement, they should bring some more of those crab cakes, because those things were good.
Yes, okay. It's not enough that they're bringing us free food. You got to specialize. No, and cut the crusts off this time. In a moment, we'll get Sherry as well as Richard Nunn in Portland. It's Diana. You're on Hot Talk Tonight at KOTK. What do you have?
Well, I have a burning desire to be able to scan porn and, you know, give my opinion on it.
Dude, I can't even believe that study that they're recruiting women to watch porn. So not only did they get to watch porn, they get paid $75 for it, and whatever, it was in Washington, D.C. or something.
Okay, there's just no justice then.
No, it's completely unfair. I never qualify for that.
Well, the other reason I thought I'd call is since we've adopted a family over here, we're wondering if we can get a Christmas tree for them.
Oh, of course. So what we'll do is Sarah will get your information. And then I guess sometime somebody needs to pick up the certificate here at the studio sometime before the close of business tonight or tomorrow.
We can do that.
Although if you wait until tomorrow, it's going to be difficult to get the tree, I would imagine.
I bet it will be.
All right. Excellent. You rule.
Hey, thank you.
All right. There you go. There's Diana in Portland. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. That porn survey reminds me of this thing they did in Utah. I don't know. A few years back where there was this, they pulled in a bunch of dudes and then had them, like, watch all this gay porn for some reason. And they pulled all, like, this whole cross-section of people. Gay women, gay men, straight men, and then had them sit and watch all of this gay pornography. They did this at the University of Utah for reasons that are kind of elusive even now. And then they did this thing to measure your arousal response. And, of course, who always measured and was registering the strongest arousal response? It was always the straight men. Always. It was always the men who identified themselves as straight. They always registered the greatest sexual response when being forced to watch this gay porn. It was like this front-page study in the Salt Lake Tribune. Gay porn shocker. It's like a bad tabloid headline. Let's welcome to the show our good friend and compatriot, WB meteorologist extraordinaire Richard Nunn. What's up with you, Ben?
I still knew you were going to do that. You were going to come to me after gay porn.
Well, when one thinks of gay porn, one thinks Richard Nunn.
Yeah.
One thinks WB, actually.
No, I hope not.
Yeah.
We have never, ever, well, except for that blind date where we did have the gay date.
Now, is that the only one you've done? Have you done another one since then?
No, we haven't. I wish there would be another one. I'd like to see the reverse of that.
And see, and that wasn't even a lesbian date. It was like a gay male blind date, right?
Right. It was two guys dating, yeah.
See, I can't believe, and especially the quality of slutty women you get for that show. Blind date has the hottest sluts. Because most sluts are kind of nasty looking.
Oh, yes, they are sometimes,
but
I guess.
The sluts for Blind Date are really good-looking in a sort of slatternly way. You get a couple of those girls with the girl-on-girl kissing and whatnot, you're talking like a, you know, you get like a 50 share.
That's why we do so well on the evenings.
I'm telling you, man. that's what it's all about. By the way, I caught you doing a weather break the other day dressed up as Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. No, that would have been Spider-Man that you saw.
Yes.
That was not me.
Well, it's someone whose voice bore a distinct resemblance to your own as Spider-Man. And that was the funny stuff, man. That's why people ought to be watching you.
I did, yeah.
Am I interrupting like a Burger King order placement in the background?
No, that's Nate doing cell phone business also.
Yeah.
We're on our way to, where are we going today? We're going to Gen X Clothing today.
Gen X Clothing.
Yep, that's the Mecca Fashion Hip Hop Central.
Like, if you ever want to guarantee that I'm not going to shop at a place, call it Gen X Clothing.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, this is the place to go if you want to get something for your baby's mama.
Excellent. It's like having some place called Hip Clothing for the Kids. It's just going to guarantee I'm just going to stay away from that in droves. It's just a bad scene. So what are you doing? You leave town or something for Christmas? What is it you do?
No, I'm going to be staying in town. We were supposed to go to Florida, but we decided it would be too damn sunny and warm, and it would take us away from the normal greatness, except for today, that we've come to know and love for this fall, early winter.
Yeah, all right. Hey, by the way, I just want to read this. By the way, this every time you're on now, we get these emails that come in addressed to Sarah about you, and this is subject line, Rick, when are you guys going to do another gun fest? And dude, tell Sarah this is a male-dominated show, and there will be no guy-on-guy action involving Richard Nunn or anyone else.
Hey, it wasn't just me. It was lots of other people.
Maybe Sarah.
You know, yeah? I just want to clarify, because I think this is getting blown away. I just want to clarify that I was going to kiss you in order to see two girls kiss.
Well, that's...
I just didn't want to slip you the hairy tongue or anything.
Whatever you say, friend. It's too late to cover your... It's too late to cover your tracks now. I would say this. Here's the thing. I would say this, that, in fact, I'll make you this, in the spirit of holiday giving, I'll tell you this right now. I'll be willing to kiss Richard Nunn on the mouth in exchange for Sarah kissing a girl of my choosing. And Sarah has to kiss, and I think we can all agree that this would be an equitable split. You know, as loathsome as I find the idea, I would totally kiss Richard Nunn on the lips if then, in exchange, we get to watch Sarah kissing a female of our choosing.
I didn't go to college for this.
You didn't go to college. Of course, that's what college is all about. College is all about brief.
Yeah, but I'm out of the experimentation stage.
I was going to say, college is about brief lesbianic experiences.
Yeah,
that's what you're
like, been there, done that. Sure, I'll do it again. What the hell?
Wait, who's saying that? Is that you or her saying that?
I'm just saying
that
after being in college, that's the way it should be.
I'm going to say, I mean, I'm going to take a wild guess and imagine, Sarah, you did not have any girl-girl relationships in college. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, I don't know. But I'm saying I suspect you didn't, so, I mean, that's like in your, you know, that's a box that's left unchecked, so to speak.
You don't know.
I'm just... Really?
I don't feel like talking about this, though.
Okay, well, no, maybe I guessed incorrectly about that. I guess, if you don't want to tell me, I guess I'll just have to sort of fill in the blanks myself. I'll have to draw my own conclusions about any college experiences that may have... I got this picture, by the way, of Sarah and Christina and about 10 other girls all plastered out of their brains.
Holding our Busch Light cans.
Holding Busch Light cans and all hanging on to each other like they're in a mudslide in Guyana. So, all right. Hey, is it going to snow anytime ever here?
Just in the mountains. The snow level's down to about 2,500 to 3,500 feet. So for tomorrow and Christmas Day and every other day I can squeeze out from now until it thaws, I'm going to be snowboarding.
All right. So is it ever going to snow here, like, for the rest of my life? Is it ever going to snow in Portland once?
I'm sure we'll get the cold snap. They typically occur, like, moving into January.
Yeah.
I mean, today's date is what, the 23rd?
Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow's Christmas Eve. So officially now we're in winter, so it's our first official day. So.
All right. Well, I will probably not talk to you until, I don't know if we're going to talk to you on Thursday or not. Thursday we're going to be doing some best ups, but the news hour will be live. So I'm not sure if we're going to be talking to you on Thursday or not.
Thursday's the day after. Yeah, I'll be okay on Thursday.
All right. So
if you want to call early, that's fine.
All right. So we'll talk to you during the news hour on Thursday. Have yourself a happy Christmas, man.
All of you have happy holidays. And Sarah, thank you for my Christmas card.
No, don't be a dick. That's Richard Nunn from the WB. Everybody got their little jab in now. Everybody's got to get their dig in. Jesus. All right. We're going to get Rodney in just a moment. On Lake Oswego, it's Sherry. What's up?
Rick, I would like a Christmas tree.
Would you now?
I would.
All right. Well, because I'm feeling good and charitable and Christian, we'll consider it passed along. I'm going to put you on hold. You'll be disconnected from me. You'll be on with Sarah. She'll give you the information, and you can come pick that certificate up here at the station because Rick Emerson cares. Let's get Rodney. You're on Hot Talk today, KOTK. What's up?
Hi. Last week or the week before, Sarah Dillon was doing the traffic update.
Uh-huh.
She said there's a slowdown on I-84 due to Sasquatch.
Yes.
That was great. I love it.
Well, no,
it
the
really
Sasquatch. Sasquatch is everywhere, uh-huh. My friend. You can't avoid the Sasquatch.
Like Godzilla?
He lurks and looms. Clyde will tell you, the Sasquatch lurks and looms everywhere, just waiting to come out and tie up traffic. That's what he does. He is the Sasquatch.
That's great.
The tension mounts.
The goofy guy with the sheriff's sidekick.
That guy with the thing. Who did the deal?
Not to mention the scantily clad women that are in the
completely,
show.
Yeah. Not to mention Daisy Duke.
Daisy Duke. There you go.
Oh, please. Don't try to... All right. Okay. We'll count that as a win. All right. It's Rodney. Okay. So, somebody edged asked me what the current bid is. So, the current bid on the laptop is now $725.
$750.
$750 now. Okay. So, the current bid on the laptop, you got 15 minutes left to get your bid in. The current bid on the laptop is $750. You can see the specs on it at rickemerson.com. Go to rickemerson.com. There's a link right on the front page. You can see the specs all about it. You can get your bids in by calling Sarah at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. All the proceeds go to your local fire department's Toy and Joy Drive. And again, the auction ends in about 14 minutes now. So you want to go there and check out the information on that. Let's get Eric. He's a first-time caller.
Yes.
You're in, Portland or somewhere. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how you doing?
Dude, what do you got? Hey, do you have kids?
Me? No.
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm 23.
Right. Well, I'm just trying to check. I mean, somebody asked me what the must-have toy this year was, and I were unable to discern.
Oh, I have no idea.
Unable to discern it. When I was a kid, it was just all about things that turned into other things. There was this whole... It wasn't just Transformers. There was Transformers. There was Mask. You all remember the Mask toys?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Mask.
And where they had those... what were they... The large trucks that had the claws that came out of the tires. I got one of those one year.
Completely.
That really did my day.
I don't even remember what the mask things turned into. You know what I mean? The mask automobiles turned into something, but I remember what
they always turned into something really plain and ordinary. And
but I figured it was like a refrigerator, and then it becomes like an all-terrain vehicle or something.
Yeah, battle station, something like
all
that,
right.
You know.
What do you got?
I just want it for Christmas tree.
I just want swag.
Yeah, pretty much.
Rick, I don't want to contribute anything. I just want to take. I'm not going to give. I'm just here to be handed something free.
Well, you know, my house smells really bad, so it's not really for any festive reasons.
We gotta get a girlfriend. She'll clean that for you.
No, she won't, actually.
So she doesn't clean.
No, she just complains about it.
No, see, that's it. You gotta date Jolie from the front desk. And then we found out, she'll just
snap
them.
Yeah, that sounds like that would work really well.
Yeah, they'll just snap it eventually and clean it all themselves. I'm gonna put you on hold, Eric. You'll be on with Sarah, and she will give you the, she'll give you the hookup on how to pick up the free tree. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. That's Eric. 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. I got more on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show, about 15 minutes away from Likas, followed by the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Stay there. Ta-ta to Eddie KTK. Keep listening.
Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Subject line, Rick, speaking of cool toys, and then he puts parenthetically, cue Andy Rooney voice, whatever happened to those cool stompers? I remember those. Stomper, those battery-operated trucks. Those things were like, as you know, they were all the rage. Anyway, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. All right, so where are we on the laptop? It's 7...
It's now at 775.
And that's from who? Chet?
Yeah.
All right. So Chet is now, we got about 6 minutes left. If you want to bid the laptop from Budget Computer, Dell laptop, brand new. It is new, by the way. Somebody asked, like we just found it in an alley.
Is it used?
like we just found a lane in a gutter somewhere. Brush it off. We're at $775 on the Dell laptop. So you got about another 5 minutes to bid on that. It'll go to the high bidder. All money goes to their local fire department's toy and joy drive. You can see the specs if you want to try to get a last-minute bid. You can see the specs at rickemerson.com. And you've got to bid by calling Sarah at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. This is Russ. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
What do you got, man?
You were asking about the toy of the season. It's got to be the Zip Zap car from Radio Shack. Those things are just, they're on, like, universal galactic back order. Nobody has them.
Well, but as you notice, that there's one of those every single year. Every year.
Right.
It's so obviously this sort of Soviet thing of manufactured shortage.
Yep. And what's amazing is about a month ago, somebody said on TV that there was no toy of the season. They really did not have one particular thing picked up, and all of a sudden these things exploded on the market. My son wants one, and I can't find one.
Yeah, nature abhors a vacuum. As soon as somebody says that there is no must-have toy this season, suddenly there will be. Somebody will rush out, and they'll put out a press release. It's like when every time they put out a new album, and on the front it says, featuring the hit single, and usually it's like the song hadn't even come out yet, but they're just sort of declaring it preemptively to be a hit single, therefore ensuring that it will become one. That's what they do with the toy of the year. You just declare something to be the toy of the year, and it becomes the toy of the year.
That's right. If anybody out there listening has one, please call Rick.
Yep. Or yeah. Because I'm just a big conduit.
We're up to 780.
It's like Tradio. We've got a leatherette couch here that, what?
We're up to 780.
780 from who?
From Phil.
So Phil has bid 780.
Right.
Okay, so we've got 3.5 minutes left. If you'd like to beat 780 on the laptop, again, you can do that by calling Sarah at 503-250-1080. 780. You got about 3 minutes to go on that. And don't give me any of this crap of $7.80 and like 15 cents or whatever. You don't jive me with these 10 cent increments or something. So $7.80, and you got 3 minutes left, and we'll be closing that out. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Real quickly though, back on the thing of the must have toy though. What I missed this year that we haven't. More Andy Rooney. Whatever happened to rioting? Remember how every year there's been, like, parental rioting over some toy they wanted
ever
to get?
Ever since Tickle Me Elmo.
No. The first toy riots were over.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
There you go. Remember seeing those at concert or something? Like, they're shoving through the glass and trampling people. Try to get their hands on them. And try to get their hands on that. All right, now we're coming up. We're coming up on the end here. Where are we? Have we surpassed the last bid?
I don't know. She's talking to somebody right now about
okay.
it.
Okay. Where are we?
Jerry just bid $800.
Oh, $800 from
yeah,
Jerry.
Yeah, he just came out of the left field. Jerry hasn't been bidding.
Okay, so we've got 60 seconds now.
Yep.
We will stop the bidding in 51 okay. seconds.
And I'm going to let Matt answer the phone so I don't have to deal with all the
all right.
harshness.
All right. Okay, we are going to close the bidding in about 45 seconds here unless we get somebody else. Because it looks like it's going to go for $800 otherwise to Jerry. All right. In the meantime, we want to thank Senator Patty Murray, Mike from Oregon City. Thanks for giving me a migraine. Joe Strummer from The Clash.
Or 805
rest in peace.
From Phil.
805 from Phil. Martin, who won the web pad today. Richard Dunn from the WB. Jolie from the front desk. The Rick Emerson Show is produced by the lovely Sarah Dillon, whose Christmas card did not go unappreciated, and whose card was legitimately sweet and nice, and who I regret making fun of for giving me said Christmas card. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley. Executive producer is Matthew Peterson. And it looks like the winner of the laptop is... Looks like it's Phil with 805. Don't let the bastards grind you down. We'll see you in 21 hours. Thank you for listening to the Rick Emerson Show. Bye.